The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to a superb Saturday of racing. We have a good card to look forward to at Newmarket. There's also good racing at Ascot. And over in France as well, there's good racing at Longchamp on the day before Arc Day. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very good, Mark. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Great weekend of racing.
It's a tremendous weekend. Probably one of the highlights of the year. Yeah, tomorrow's very exciting, and there's plenty on offer today. There's some group action at Ascot. There's a couple of valuable sales rights at Newmarket. So there'll be some interesting racing.
Yeah, and you're in action at Newmarket today, Tom, so we'll focus on that card. We're also going to look at a few races in France at Longchamp on Saturday, and then we'll speak to you again ahead of Arc Day on Sunday. So it's going to be quite a weekend to look forward to, and the first race of the day at Newmarket is the 150. It's the £300,000 Tattersall Millions 2-year-old Fillies Trophy. This one's over the 7-furlong trip, and it's your first ride of the day as well, Tom. You're on board the William Haggas trained Oksana, and she had some pretty good form coming into this.
Yeah, she went on to be a runner-up in a similar race 2 weeks ago after winning. I won on her at Yarmouth in just an ordinary maiden, but she franked the form big time and certainly rose to the challenge, and there'll be no reason why she can't run a huge race today. William Haggas he's got a few representatives here. I rode Flippin' to win at Haydock this day last week, and she's a filly going places also, and he's got Amnesia right up to top, but I think Oksana has as good a chance as any. I would see Wedding Ring as the main danger, who sets a solid sort of a standard in group company in that, and she's certainly a likeable type, and as I said, she'd be my main danger, but I wouldn't swap Oksana for anything else in the race.
Okay, on to the second race then, the 220, and there's £500,000 in the pot for this one. It's the £500,000 Tattersall's Millions 2-year-old trophy. It's over the 7-furlong trip again, and Roger Varian's Toofy has been popular at the top of the betting. And you team up here, Tom, with the inform Andrew Balding. You take the ride on Hattrick Seeking Signposted. What do you make of your chances here?
Yes, that's right. He built on his maiden voyage and has gone on to win twice since. Both of those wins have been in softer conditions, so there's no reason on pedigree why he wouldn't be suited by the good ground here today. And he would, if he builds on it, like he's clearly well thought of. He's entered in the Derby, and he's an interesting ride. Toofy is the one we all have to beat. He's already won a race exactly like this 2 weeks ago. Johnny Murtagh on board for Roger Varian. He sets the standard. Oklahoma City is another interesting one, who makes the trip across from Ireland for Aidan O'Brien. He won an ace maiden very, very well on his second start. And he's an interesting one. And, you know, he's run some good races in better company since. So they don't come over for the fun of it, and be no surprise if he was to play a huge part in the finish, but Toofy is the one that has to beat.
Okay, Toofy the one to beat in the second race. Then moving on to the third race, this is at 2:55. This is the Chris Blackwell Memorial Handicap. It's over a mile, and Validus heads the betting this morning, but there has been quite market support in opposition to the favourite in the shape of Trail Blaze, who's 11-2 into 4-1 at the time of recording, and he could well get his own way out in front with a lack of obvious pace in the race. Who do you like for the 2:55, Tom?
It's interesting that the money has come for Trail Blaze, and Kevin Ryan's runners so often have a very straightforward method of running in the races, and Jimmy Fortune, as good as anybody from the front, given the right horse, I think the ground would suit, and I think Intrigo is probably a doubtful maybe on the ground. I'd side with the Tagula horse Trailblaze for Kevin Ryan.
Okay, Trailblaze in the 2.55 then, and we move on to the 3.35, and we're in maiden company for this one. This is an EBF maiden stakes, and it's over a mile, and you have an interesting ride here as well, Tom. You're on board Lady Cecil's Venezia, who costs €235,000, holds a Racing Post Trophy, Derby and Irish 2000 Guineas entries, showed promise on debut as well at Sandown. Do you think he can make it a second time lucky here?
He did indeed. It took him a while to get the hang of things at Sandown. The ground was very, very testing on that occasion, and he showed promise on that ground. It probably sapped at his fitness, and his inexperience showed. But I think with that experience under his belt in what looks a competitive race, I think he's very, very competitive. He's clearly well thought of. He's entered appropriately. So, and I think he'll be hard to beat. But the one I would fear most is Johann Strauss, a High Chaparral. We'll make the trip across for Aidan O'Brien, Joseph on board. He wasn't cheap either, and he's well bred, so he'd be the one I'd be certainly keep an eye on. But I really, really like my guy, and I think he'll run very well.
Okay, on to the 4.10 then. This is the listed Pride Stakes, which is for fillies and mares, and it's over a mile and a quarter. And Cushion is the market leader here for trainer John Gosden, who won this race last year. Money for West with the night, and you're on board an interesting one as well here, Tom, in the shape of Reckoning, who has been off since July, but the ground was probably too quick for him at York on that occasion. And before that, her form was pretty useful. It'd see her get into the mix, wouldn't it, here?
Yeah, she's run well in this sort of company before. I think the ground will suit. It looks like she clearly doesn't want any extremes in it. She's by Dane Hill Dances, the trip should be spot on. And she's been off a while, but I think there's every reason to believe she should run well fresh. So with the cheap pieces on board, I think she'll run a solid race. Cushion is the one who sort of sets the standard. She's well bred filly by Galileo. She's already been placed in a mile and a half listed race, and she's ran in France since. My concern would be the drop back to a mile and a quarter. I think she'll want a solidly run affair, which it may well be. But I think the further she'll be going, the more improvement we might see in her. The one I would select is probably Bonanza Creek, who's very, very likely raced in the hands of Joe Fanning today for Luke Kamani. She got off the mark nicely at Newbury, and there was a lot to like about that, that performance on the day. And she's very well bred, and I think there's a lot more to come. So at a slightly bigger price, you might just get more value of a Bonanza Creek than Cush.
Okay. On to the 4.45 next, then the penultimate race at Newmarket. This one's also a listed race. This is the Boadicea Stakes, Philly Stakes, and it's over 6 furlongs. And Mince is the favourite this morning, 92 into 72. And she has struggled this term, really, but they've had a change of headgear on her again, and Johnny Murta takes the ride, so you can see why she's been quite popular. Winning Express, also prominent in the betting. And third favourite is Gracia Director, the German raider, who has been there or thereabouts in listed and group company already this year. And and you're on board this afternoon, Tom. What do you make of your chances on the German horse?
Yeah, she's been very, very consistent, and she's been knocking on the door at listed and group company her last three or four runs. So yeah, she comes here in a good heart. She looks fairly straightforward as regards tactics and that. So it looks like Mintz will sort of run along and be made plenty use of. Mintz is, of course, a distance winner, and she sort of sets the standard. I think she'd be hard to beat. Probably Winning Express is another one who'll be banged there with every chance for Sean Levy and Ed McMahon. Gradually Directors is a solid each way chance, and I'm happy enough to be on board. So, but I would certainly see Mince as the main danger.
Okay, and the final race at Newmarket is the 5.15, and this is a 0-100 handicap over a mile and a quarter. And the unbeaten Ajman Bridge is the well backed favourite, and has won 2 from 2 starts. Do you think he can make it 3 from 3 here, Tom?
Yes, I think so. He cost plenty, and he got off the mark at Kempton. back end last year, and got off the mark last time, the first time this year at Pontefract. There was a lot to like about that handicap performance. I think he's capable of better. He's on the up. He's the one to beat. Miss Marjorie might give him most to worry about. She was impressive last time at Lingfield. She's well weighted with 8 stone 10, so she might just give him something to think about. He's the horse on the up, and there's not many chinks in his armour that we've seen of his discourse runs.
Okay, and that does it for Newmarket then, but we're going to look at some racing at Longchamp as well, because there's a couple of good races there, and a few races that Tom will know plenty about the runners in as well. So we'll go to the 240 next, which is the Group 2 Prix de Royaleur, and this is for fillies and mares that are 3-year-old and over, and it's over a mile and a half. And Riposte is a filly that you've ridden in the past, Tom. She probably didn't give a running in the Yorkshire Oaks last time, and Soft Ground's a little bit of an unknown, but do you think she'll bounce back this afternoon?
I think Soft Ground could bring the best out in her. She was an impressive winner of the Ribblesdale. She'd come here with every chance. I'd probably see Yellow and Green or probably Chalnetta to give her most to worry about. She's disappointed a little bit since the Ribblesdale, but apparently the reports have been she's been good heart. She's very well bred, and there's every reason she'll run a cracker.
Okay, and on to the 3:15 then. This is the pre-dollar, which is a Group 2 race of a mile and a quarter, and it's for 3-year-olds and over. And it's got quite a lineup as well. Cirrus de Zegler is the 3-1 favourite. Planter is 5-1 second favourite. Maputo, a horse very much on the up, is 11-2. Mandor 10's Noble Mission is 12-1, and Noble Mission is a horse you've ridden on a number of occasions as well, Tom. He's got his quirks about him, hasn't he? But he's got plenty of ability. At his best, would he be entitled to be involved here?
He would indeed. He's got plenty of ability, but it's a very, very hot race. There's no reason why he shouldn't be in the frame, and the same can be said of probably Al-Bab. But I mean, you've Cirrus de Zegler, who's top notch in his own right, isn't he? And Maputo, what a campaign he's had this year, raking up a host of handicaps and good races along the way. Mark Johnson, obviously, you know, his horses are in tremendous form, and this horse has come a long way, so it'd be interesting to see how he gets on. His horse, I think, could just be in the frame. I'm not saying he'll beat Cirrus de Zegler, but he could run a top race. Plantour, again, he's been well campaigned, and he's always a great money spinner, so it's tough stuff. Noble Mission could be in the frame. The race about looking for each way value. I think Cirrus de Zegler will win, but you could just get value elsewhere.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us again. We've got an exciting day to look forward to this afternoon and again tomorrow. So good luck this afternoon, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.